from KQED.
The Brown administration has released more details about its $23 billion plan to build two 35-mile tunnels between the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and farms and cities elsewhere in the state. But environmentalists worried about what will happen to the fish in that water are no more enchanted with the project now than they were before the release of Chapter 5 of the Draft Bay Delta Conservation Plan. KQED science reporter Lauren Summer has more.
Almost everyone agrees that the current system in the Delta isn't working. The huge outdated water pumps there harm salmon and Delta smelt. And this winter, like other winters, pumping was cut back to protect those endangered fish, affecting the state's water supply. Officials unveiled their fix a year ago. Massive new water tunnels that would meet the needs of 25 million Californians. But there was a problem.
The Fish and Wildlife agencies at both the state and federal level identified a number of real significant flaws.
Doug Obigi of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the plan showed the tunnels could harm salmon and Delta smelt, two fish that have crashed in recent years. Yesterday, as California Natural Resources Secretary John Laird unveiled an analysis of the updated plan, he stressed a new approach.
We've developed a collaborative process between biological agencies and water operators to create a science-driven forum for bringing the Delta back from the brink.
Laird says the new plan will help fish recover because the new tunnels would be smaller and would take less water when fish need it most. Now it's up to wildlife officials like California Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham to look at the potential impacts.
We're never going to be able to eliminate all uncertainty. It's just not possible. I can tell you that if we do nothing, the results are going to be pretty bad for everyone.
With the tunnels in place, the amount of water pumped out of the Delta would be about the same as today. But environmental groups say those levels don't leave enough water in the Delta for fish. The tunnels alone could cost $14 billion, with several billion more for habitat restoration. More details on who pays will come out in April. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.